Some time ago, it occurred to me that it might be a good idea to compile an anthology of Buddhist parables and myths. We don't have any such thing. We've got lots of anthologies, at least 10 or 12 anthologies, of different doctrinal teachings, conceptual formulations of the Buddha's message, but there's not one anthology of parables and myths and symbols. So it's partly to make up for this deficiency that we're having this course on the parables, myths and symbols of the White Lotus Sutra. And this is also why this evening we're dealing with symbols of life and growth. Because it isn't enough to understand intellectually, isn't enough to understand the Buddha's teaching intellectually, isn't enough to understand the process of the higher evolution intellectually. Well, anybody who can read and has a moderate intelligence can do that. Huh? It's also important to feel the whole thing. And we have to ask ourselves again and again, not just do I know, do I understand, but do I feel? Do I, as it were, vibrate with this? We might even ask ourselves, well, do I really feel like a plant at the end of the hot season? Is this how I feel, say, after a day's work, or when I've been immersed in the ordinary daily round? Do I feel as it were all dry and withered? Do I really feel in need of something? Do I really feel about to take something in? And when one comes in contact with the truth, or when one comes in contact with the Buddha's teaching, does one actually feel as though one was being refreshed by a great shower of rain? Does one really feel that one is sort of drinking in something after having been dry and thirsty for a long time? Or again, when one comes in contact with that teaching and that truth, does one really feel as though one has come in contact with the sunshine? We know that during the months of winter, to come back to the weather, and in this way come full circle, we know that we very often feel rather dull and tired and even miserable because the sky is grey every day and there's a bit of fog and mist and damp about, and we're not very warm, we're rather cold, and we look forward to the spring. We look forward to the sunshine. We look forward to our summer holidays and the first beautiful, bright, warm weekend when we feel that spring is really on the way. And we see the little buds beginning to open, and we see the flowers here and there in the parks and in our gardens. Well, how happy we feel. We feel a sort of new spirit arising within us. So we must ask ourselves, well, when we come in contact with the Buddha's teaching, or with the truth, or anything to do with the higher evolution, do we feel like that? Do we feel as though we've come in contact with a sort of spiritual sunshine, and we're drinking it in? Because if we don't feel like this, if we don't respond in this way, it means that our approach is still just more or less intellectual. So it's important that one should actually feel oneself living and feel oneself growing, just like the plant when the rain falls and the sun shines. Feel oneself growing, feel oneself expanding. And if one does this, if one can feel in this way, then one can say, one can claim, that one's birth as a human being will not have been in vain. And then one will be oneself, we can say, a symbol, a living symbol of life, a living symbol of growth.